Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Our number for you is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And you actually can control the content of the site. All you have to do is submit things to it. So when you're surfing about on the web, you find something that you think is unique, interesting, fun, whatever. Whatever you think our listeners might enjoy, you submit it over at freetalklive.com. And then others will get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Everything you see on the front page, those items are all created by listeners just like you. So, again, freetalklive.com. Mark, do you ever have, I'm just thinking about this, do you ever have radio dreams?
I guess I do, yeah.
Yeah, I had one last night. It was really scary.
Things aren't working?
It was worse than that. There was like some sort of a flood outside, and the floodwaters were actually coming into the studio.
Which you had to continue to broadcast?
There was no broadcasting possible. Like, it was washing in waves, and it was just terrible. It was horrible.
For me, it's about button pushing. I never know which ones to push. And yeah.
You've actually lived that nightmare, though, right?
I've lived that nightmare just about every week when I'm on the Sunday show.
Anyway, that's what I was dreaming about earlier today, and scary stuff. Luckily, we're pretty secure from water in here, at least, I think. So, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sometimes my radio dreams will take me back to the old Clear Channel building in Sarasota, Florida.
That's a nightmare in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the rats. The rats never make appearance in the dream, but just being back there and feeling weird.
They made
weird.
Plenty of appearances in real life.
That's true. I remember one time when there was one on the garbage can that I was coming into the break room, and I just saw it just sitting there.
They'll just take your lunch and start eating it. They're just... crazy.
Luckily, the building's been raised. 855-450-FREE.
I was there a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to take a look at the old place.
Did it bring back memories?
It was raised. I couldn't figure out where things would have been.
So, you know what? Let's start out tonight. We can talk about marijuana. There's some interesting news about it and your lungs coming up here. But let's start with a recap of the last couple of weeks. We actually haven't been talking much about our fundraiser, Mark, because we nailed the goal within, I think, 3 days of starting the fundraiser. We did this thing for St. Jude Children's Hospital, where we said we were going to give $1,000 to St. Jude's because... Well, let's go back to the beginning, I guess, because the competitors to Free Talk Live...
In the beginning, Michael Savage offered Newt Gingrich $1 million to get out of the race. Now, I think that Michael Savage is being proven right. However, the part of that was that Mitt Romney's the guy, is what his claim is. That part I'd say is wrong. But, you know, Mitt probably should have taken $1 million and headed on home. Regardless, Mark Levin then offered Michael Savage... $100,000 to shut up and get off the radio. And so it was a you know, evening radio flame war. Well, we're on the radio in the evening, too, so we couldn't let our, let the opportunity to not lob something into the fray. So
we did something that wasn't a joke, that, you know, was a serious offer.
More so,
And was, you know, likely going to play out either. We made it so it was going to play out the offer regardless of what the others did. Like, we proposed that Michael Savage and Mark Levin should go to lunch with a Orthodox Muslim and or a immigrant, an illegal, so-called illegal, hardworking immigrant who's here supporting his family, and talk to them, and make sure they didn't talk for more than 40% of the conversation. That way it was a certainty that they were listening.
They would hear something rather than just doing their normal thing of preaching at people.
Right. And the idea was that for each one of these lunches, we would give $250 to St. Jude Children's Hospital.
So a total of $1,000.
$1,000. And that if they didn't have lunch with any of these folks, that we would go ahead and kick the money in. We'd ask our listeners to raise the money, and then we'd go ahead and kick the money in, whatever was necessary to make sure that the $1,000 contribution happened. And we put a chip in up on our website, which, like I said, it reached its goal within 3 days, I think, of the, you know, us putting it up there. So we actually originally thought, well, how long is this going to take to raise $1,000?
Who knows?
For 2 weeks. Let's see
what happens.
We don't
raise money.
So, right, we had it done in 3 days. It was the chip-in ran for 2 weeks, so we just left it up there. And I think we ended with like 106% or 111% of the contribution total. So,
I've got 111 here.
Yeah. So thank you to everybody that took the time and effort and money to jump into this and to contribute to St. Jude Children's Hospital, because they're doing research on cancer.
I also encourage anybody who's thinking about it to contribute to St. Jude. I've been contributing for, geez, it's been more than a decade, and to me it seems like a good organization.
So we're actually also joined by Julia tonight. Good evening, Julia.
Hello.
All right. So there's an actual article about this that came out last week at the Examiner, examiner.com, where Davi Barker, who is the Muslim agorist, has written up a piece about this. And he starts out by recapping what we just recapped for you, the situation with Mark Levin and Michael Savage, etc. And he points out that we have the chip in, and he links to that, and then... He says the show's host and founder, Ian Freeman, was jailed for 90 days last August for sitting in front of a police vehicle as a friend was arrested for a victimless crime. During his stay at the Cheshire County Jail, which he called the Keen Spiritual Retreat, Freeman decided to read the Quran cover to cover, which inspired him to write a blog post from jail titled The Greater Jihad. It's one of the best things I've read on the subject. That was quite a compliment coming from an actual Muslim, this guy.
I would say.
And he says, check out this quote. Quote, for Muslims and certainly for the liberty movement is the internal struggle that is the greatest challenge. Defeating the fear we create for ourselves is indeed the greatest jihad. Unquote. He points out what I've never considered, that the strategy of the Free State Project to move thousands of liberty-minded individuals to New Hampshire to consolidate their activism is the same strategy as the early Muslim communities move from Mecca to Medina. Freeman and Edge, both Quakers, stand up for Muslims on their show when they're confronted by bigoted or misinformed callers. I'd request that Muslims do their part to support the show, even if it's just by downloading their free podcast. I've upgraded to a gold amplifier in their advertise, market, and promote program, and if Savage or Levin ever actually take them up on their offer, which I seriously doubt will ever happen, I'd love to be the Muslim at the table. I'd especially like to talk to Mark Levin about his book Liberty and Tyranny, because I think he has a lot to learn about both. So, again, from examiner.com. So, the Muslims got the Muslim stamp of approval now for Free Talk Live.
I don't know if you have the Muslim stamp of approval, but you've got one
Muslim's
of them.
Stamp of approval, and I appreciate it. So thank you, Dobby, for that over at examiner.com. 855-450-3733 is the number here. So we're going to go ahead and give the contribution to St. Jude tonight. We'll do it sometime during the show. We'll send the cash over there to them. And then we'll send out a press release to the Talkers Magazine.
To let them know that we did it.
We gave them the exclusive on the coverage last time because we like Talkers.
Sure, we did the offer, and then there was another article on it when we...
No, I haven't told them that we've made the goal yet.
Weren't there two articles on this so far, though?
Not that I know of.
Only one.
So there likely will be a second article because unlike the other two talk show hosts, we actually
followed
through.
We're basically just making hyperbolic offers. I'll give you $1 million to get out of the race. And I'm sure Michael Savage could afford to give $1 million. I couldn't afford to give $1 million to anyone anything. If we're talking about world peace, I'll figure out how to get $1 million. But, I don't have $1 million to give. Michael Savage, I imagine, can write a check. But he was I'm sure he could give that to Newt Gingrich in a minute. If he wanted to. Mark Levin, I don't know, probably could come up with $100,000 pretty quickly, and it would certainly be worth it to him if Michael Savage got off the radio, because it would, frankly, it would be good for both of us.
Be good for us, yeah.
I wish he'd come through.
He's getting old, Mark.
But, for us, this was a real offer that we intended to follow through with one way or the other.
Right.
So... it's not a whole bunch of money, but I intend to give I'm giving money anyway. So
you're gonna add into it.
I'm not going to go in on this one.
Right.
My wife has written a check or is going to write a check. It's this week or last, one of the two.
So you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just wanted to give you an update on that and thank everybody for contributing who all did. And it was contributions from like $10 on up to a couple hundred.
Thanks to everybody.
So eight or maybe several hundred. I don't recall. But thank you. 855-450-FREE. And I'm sure the folks, the kids with cancer appreciate it too. 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of cancer, a lot of people talk about cancer from cigarettes, but what about marijuana and your lungs? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number is 855-453, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site on the house. So enjoy those over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-450-3, bring up anything you want. Also, coming up here, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves, but also on the way, we're going to hear more about pajamas in public. Apparently, someone wants them banned.
That's funny to me.
Yes, but not funny if you go out and get the newspaper in the morning and are trying to just simply step outside briefly. And
I'm not saying that I support it. I'm saying I support social laws that say that it's tacky to wear your pajamas in public. Not to the mailbox, but just out and about, yes.
So, but first, there's a news piece here that hit the Associated Press last week. Smoking a joint once a week or a bit more apparently doesn't harm the lungs, suggests a 20-year study that bolsters evidence that marijuana doesn't do the kind of damage that tobacco does. As you mentioned before we went to break, Mark, there people have been saying for a long time, the prohibitionists, those who are the drug warriors, have been
saying.
What
they told in school is one marijuana cigarette is equal to a pack of cigarettes.
Which is nonsense. I mean, clearly it's just nonsense right on its face.
Well, it's, you know, marijuana smokers. I don't know that it is nonsense. It appears to be nonsense. When you look at a bong or a pipe or something that has been used, it's dirty and covered in resin. Mm-hmm. You assume then, therefore, that that stuff is then going into your lungs.
Your lungs, right.
And so, you know, you're holding that smoke in there for a long period of time in order to get the most out of your marijuana dollar, I assume. And that can't be good. So, all that stands to reason.
The results from one of the largest and longest-running studies on the health effects of marijuana are hazier for heavy users, those who smoke two or more joints daily for several years. The data suggests that using marijuana that often might cause a decline in lung function, but there weren't enough heavy users among the 5,000 young adults in the study to draw firm conclusions. Still, the authors recommended caution and moderation when marijuana use is considered. Marijuana is an illegal drug under federal law, although some states allow its use for medical purposes. The study by the University of California, San Francisco, and the University of Alabama, Birmingham, was released by the AMA, and they echo results in smaller studies that showed while marijuana contains some of the same toxic chemicals as tobacco, it doesn't carry the same risks for lung disease, which we've heard about before. We've kind of been following these news stories over the years, and because obviously I'm a fan of marijuana.
Yes, you are.
I have used it for a long time, and I wouldn't call myself a light user of it necessarily.
Do you smoke marijuana daily?
You know, I have done that.
You're not doing that now, though.
I'm not going to testify to that.
I gotcha.
At the moment.
I smoked marijuana daily for 10 years,
yeah.
And I don't smoke daily anymore. But I have.
Do you feel different?
You know, I feel more clear-headed.
Really?
Well,
I quit for a year once. I didn't feel any different.
I don't know. I think that, to be honest, I think that sometimes as you get older and at, like, drug effects can sort of change.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes any sense, because I, like you, I would quit sometimes, and I didn't feel any difference. But now, and I actually quit because I had to pass a drug test, and I just kind of never bought it again and hadn't smoked it for a while. And then when I smoke it again, it's like overwhelming. You know, I'm not used to it, and it's like I feel so hazy and, like, just kind of dumbed down that I don't like it unless it's like bedtime or, you know, I do not like it during the day at all, ever. I'm sure to take like a 5-hour nap if I smoke during the day.
Wow.
But I have also had some rough weekends where I've smoked cigarettes, like not even a pack, right? Like a half a pack of cigarettes, not recently.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm done with my weekend, my lungs feel like from a half pack of cigarettes, like, I mean, it's bad. I
really?
Lose my
you
voice
can tell,
for
huh?
days. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. I've never smoked
smoke
a cigarette, so I have no idea.
I used to smoke cigarettes that, you know, just go to bars and smoke cigarettes.
Right.
And stuff like
I would go out and, you know, there'd be drinking involved, and so cigarettes would come out, and, like, I would buy a pack and split it with somebody, and we would, you know, we wouldn't even finish it sometimes, so that's less than half a pack.
Mm-hmm.
And my lungs just would, I mean, I would be hacking, coughing, I would lose my voice. Like, it was pretty much a guarantee that I was going to become sick, like, during the week. And it, like, pretty much is fail-proof, so I've stopped doing that. But that never happened to me with 10 years of marijuana smoking every day, pretty much.
It reminds me, I saw a video, I think it was over the weekend, that someone linked to on Facebook of a guy calling himself the Hacker. He plays all these different characters on YouTube, and one of them is the Hacker. And basically, it's his he's got his little anti-smoking message, essentially. And he puts on a hat with long hair attached to it and kind of looks kind of scraggly.
Okay.
And, like kind of like a loser kind of dude and like a backwards hat. And he'll just walk up to somebody that's smoking on like the side of a building or something like that. And he'll ask him for a light off of his cigarette. And then every time he takes a drag, he just goes through the most ludicrous hacking process, just loud noises, getting in people's faces. He's very rude, kind of rude about it, but it's also very, very funny.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of humor. We're just testing people's boundaries. I mean, I just don't. I hate that. I hate when people think, "Oh, this is funny. Let's see what he'll do if I lick him on the cheek." You know, I mean, it's a good way for somebody to lose some teeth. And
No doubt. I think he pushes the line for
and
sure.
The thing about it is that they get so into somebody's personal space, but they don't actually cross the line of aggression.
Yeah.
So it actually, it's the other person being aggressive, and I hate that. I hate it.
Well, anyway, it was just an aside. So back to THC here, the active chemical in marijuana, and it's clear, the study here points out that it's not clear as to why it is that tobacco seems to have a more serious risk than marijuana smoke does, as far as lung capacity or lung disease.
Why is it? Because I do want to know that. I mean, what
I've heard, and I don't know if there's any truth. This could just be an internet rumor, but I've heard that the resin is water soluble, and whereas tobacco tar is not.
Hmm. Well, it says here that some suggest that THC might make the difference. THC is the active chemical that causes the high that users feel. It also helps fight inflammation and may counteract the effects of more irritating chemicals in the drug, said Dr. Donald Tashkin, a marijuana researcher and emeritus professor of medicine at the University of California. Tashkin was not involved in the news study. The co-author, Stefan Kurtsetz, said there are other aspects of marijuana that may help explain the results. He says, unlike cigarette smokers, marijuana users tend to breathe in deeply when they inhale a joint, which some researchers think might strengthen lung tissue.
Interesting.
Seems weird.
Stretching it like a balloon.
Yeah, if you smoked a cigarette like you smoked a joint, the thought is
doesn't
really
seem like
gross.
A good idea.
Yeah.
But the common lung function tests used in the study require the same kind of deep breathing that marijuana smokers are used to, so their good test results might partly reflect lots of practice, says the researcher. And the author's study analyzed data from participants in a 20-year federally funded health study in young adults that began in 1985. It randomly enrolled 5,115 men and women aged 18 through 30 in four cities. Roughly equal numbers of blacks and whites took part, but no other minorities. And participants were periodically asked about recent marijuana or cigarette use and had several lung function tests during the study. About 37% reported at least occasional marijuana use, and most users also reported having smoked cigarettes. 17% of participants said they'd smoke cigarettes but not marijuana. We'll come back with a little bit more here. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think it's important to point out, no one that I know of has ever died from smoking marijuana. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. All of you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com. It's how I get some of my news.
FreedomsPhoenix.com. So we're talking about the news here, a 20-year study on marijuana and lung function. According to the study, if you are an occasional smoker of marijuana, it doesn't appear to harm lung function at all. And they really couldn't make a determination on those who are heavy users, meaning two joints a day. That's a heavy user? That's what they described it. I mean, What do you think a heavy user is?
I don't know. It just seems, I guess it's perspective, because I feel like there's definitely a point in my life where I smoked more than two joints a day, and I wouldn't have considered myself a heavy user.
I would say that's a heavy user.
I'd call that a heavy
user. But now that I don't really smoke that much, it's kind of like, wow, two joints, I'd be really high all day if I smoked that much.
Right. And, yeah, because you don't need to smoke a whole joint to get high, so two joints could get you high a few times, but then again, you're never coming down at that point.
It's pretty chronic. I mean, I don't know whatever the benefits are of smoking marijuana from an artistic standpoint, or you know, expanding your mind to the universe. Probably is lost at the two joints per day. perspective.
Yeah, we used to work with a guy named Scott the Burnout, and he never came down.
Yeah.
Never came down. Which, then what's the point at that, you know? Well, by the way, I want to make it clear, we're not advocating, kids, don't try this at home, necessarily. Just pointing out that there's certain truths out there that others aren't telling you, that's all. It's a bad idea to generally bring burning plant matter into your lungs. I think that's a statement that needs to be made here. Just generally not a good idea to do that.
I'd concur with that it's not burning, but combusted.
Good point.
Plant matter. You don't have to consume marijuana through smoking it. You can vaporize it. You could.
And it would be interesting to see a study between smoked marijuana and vaporized marijuana and lung capacity or lung function. I would be very interested.
I'd be willing to bet that vaporizing is better.
Oh, I think for sure it is. And just from my personal experience with it. So a little bit more here from this study. Again, over 20 years they did this, starting back in 1985. On average, cigarettes users smoked about 9 cigarettes daily, while average marijuana use, again, these are of the 5,000-plus study participants, was only a joint or two a few times per month, typical for U.S. marijuana users, according to the author of the study. They calculated the effects of tobacco and marijuana separately, both in people who used only one or the other and in people who used both. They also considered other factors that could influence lung function, including air pollution in the cities in which the study participants lived. The analysis showed pot didn't appear to harm lung function, but cigarettes did. Cigarette smokers' test scores worsened steadily during the study. Smoking marijuana as often as one joint daily for 7 years or one joint weekly for 20 years was not linked with worse scores.
One joint daily.
Smoking marijuana as often as one joint daily for 7 years or one joint weekly for 20 years was not linked with worse scores. And very few study participants smoked more often than that. So they had a tough time finding people, statistically significant amount of people that actually smoked more often than that.
That's interesting.
Like cigarette smokers, marijuana users can develop throat irritation and coughs, but the study didn't focus on those. It also didn't examine lung cancer, but other studies haven't found any definitive link between marijuana use and cancer.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most persuasive things that you can say here. So on one hand, you find that marijuana use, there's no link whatsoever scientifically to lung cancer. And then also now we're finding out that lung capacity or lung function apparently is not affected by light marijuana use, and heavy marijuana use is questionable. There were no real firm conclusions on that particular case.
You know what this tells me,
it tells me that marijuana is God's gift to mankind.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far. I think that it is a plant, and people use plants for what they use them for, and that's fine by me. I think that you can overuse marijuana. I think that it may have some benefits for some folks in some ways at the same time. But what it tells me is that people who work in the government have this air of authority, that when they say something, you expect it to be true, right, fair, just, honest.
If you're easily duped by government people.
I don't know. I think a lot of people believe that.
Right. Well, it doesn't affect me anymore because I know they're a bunch of liars.
And, this was how it is. In school, right, they send government people in to tell you this stuff.
That's right.
Marijuana is equal to a pack of cigarettes. One smoking one joint a day is equal to a pack of cigarettes a day. And
you'll grow hair on your palms.
I don't know that they said that.
And breasts if you're a man.
They did say breasts.
They've said those things.
If you start very young, I think is what they were claiming there at that point. I don't know what the claim. I don't know.
It's just nonsense.
But they, the lies make it so that you react against the liars. At some point.
That's how I became a libertarian. Yeah. I smoked marijuana when I was a teenager for the first time and realized I'd been lied to, and then wondered what else I'd been lied to about.
And it turns out most of it.
Yeah, pretty much the whole thing. So there you have it, some interesting study results. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, 1-855-450-3733. In fact, didn't they find that, maybe I'm misrecalling, but didn't they find that marijuana, or THC rather, has anti-cancer properties?
There was some article out at some point.
I've seen quite a few, I think.
Where some scientists claim that essentially, and they use marijuana to treat some forms of cancer, some of the effects of some forms of cancer.
Right.
But that it had anti-cancer, parts. I wouldn't go smoking pot if I had cancer in order to fight it. That doesn't make any sense to me. But at the same time, people suggest that you're going to get lung cancer from smoking marijuana, and at this point,
no evidence.
Seems to be no scientific evidence. All there are is a bunch of cops and drug warriors claiming it.
Anyone who's died of lung cancer who smoked marijuana also smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, sure.
So if you ever find a case of, somebody says, my dad died of lung cancer and he smoked pot, well, just ask, did he smoke cigarettes too?
Important question to ask in that arena, yeah.
So that is all that you need to know about that. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, it's not enough to ban plants like marijuana. Some people want to ban pajamas, according to USAtoday.com. In Shreveport, Louisiana, Caddo Parish District 3 Commissioner Michael Williams doesn't care to see people in their PJs, at least not at a shopping center, restaurant, or anywhere else in public. Williams said after seeing a group of young men at a local Walmart wearing pajama pants that revealed one young man's private parts.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What?
Ew.
I don't know.
They have a crotch cut out of them? What does that mean?
Well, there's that hole, you know.
There sometimes are holes.
I suppose it could be, yeah. Okay.
That's really repulsive.
This guy's like staring down young guys' crotches in Walmart.
He decided to push for an ordinance that would prohibit wearing pajama pants in public. Pajamas are designed to be worn in the bedroom at night, said Williams. If you can't wear pajamas
in the bedroom at night, that's a funny quote.
If you can't wear pajamas at the boardwalk or courthouse, why are you going to do it in a restaurant or in public? Today it's pajamas, tomorrow it's underwear. Where does it stop? This is a real article, by the way.
I know, yeah.
Jerry Tisdom of Shreveport has no problem going out in his Family Guy Stewie pajama pants. He says, I wear my pajama pants anywhere. I'm an American, and I can wear my clothes anywhere I want. I'm a grown man. I pay my own bills, so I can wear my clothes the way I want. I don't know why it's an issue. I stand firmly with Kerry Tisdom.
I agree, though I would advise... I mean... Guys, if you want to get laid, don't wear pajama pants in public.
I think the fashion police, this is a job for the fashion police, truly.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. When
E! Entertainment should pull up.
You want to write up a karma ticket for them or something?
E! Entertainment ought to pull up and say, you need a makeover. I'm not saying it's...
Wait a minute. Are you saying there are no women out there who like pajama pants?
Not in public unless they're equally trashy.
1-855-453. It doesn't show confidence that this man.
No, it shows trashiness.
Women
and laziness.
Like confidence, right? 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. We'll get more about his proposal coming up here in moments. And your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
sure. There are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. On the website, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea behind that program is that you send in $3 a month, and we take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting out more radio stations around the country and bringing more Internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, podcast, and more. Get the details and get on board, please. It's really appreciated when you do. amp.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we talk a lot about Bitcoins. Bitcoins is a new online digital currency. It is completely anonymous, largely anonymous in its use, and it can't be inflated. It's not owned by any corporation or controlled by any government. If you want to find out more about Bitcoins, you go to weusecoins.org and watch the video there. It's short and easy to understand. But for some people, obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got, or the Internet in general, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their website, click on the live support link at the top. That's what I did when I just used them last week, and I recommend them. It was an easy process. Crypto exchange, you can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's crypto exchange at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about a problem that this country has, according to one man at least. I don't agree it's a problem. This man in Shreveport, Louisiana, is a city councilor or whatever they call it over there, I think. He is a commissioner, District 3 commissioner. He is upset over people wearing pajamas in public. And apparently he's not the only one. Julia, this really bothers you.
It doesn't bother me. Like, I think there should be a law. So let's make that clear.
So you're willing to tolerate the pajama pants?
Yes, but I'm going to laugh at you if you wear pajamas in public.
Well, or laugh or think it's tacky or whatever.
Right. Now, I mean, that's just my opinion. I used to work at a bank, and I swear I've never seen so many pajamas in one place in my life. And it was always like the trashiest people. When I'm in the grocery store and I see people in pajamas, they're trashy. When I'm in Walmart and I see people in pajamas, they're trashy. I don't, because when it's snowing outside and you drag your pajama bottoms through the wet, nasty snow, like, that's gross.
Okay, that's kind of gross, but I've seen people drag their regular pants through the snow.
Yeah, but they're not soft and fluffy, and then they're all of a sudden really dirty and dingy looking. Difference.
So if
look,
you don't...
You know, society is, it's not just, you know, a logical thing, Ian. Yes, they're pants. They look, shaped like pants. In some ways, they even feel like some pants. But people know
like pants
the difference between pajamas and regular clothing. And, you know, if it doesn't mean anything to you, how you dress in front of other folks, that's fine. You don't have to. But the fact is, people make judgments based on the clothes you put on, the shoes you wear, the way you cut and style your hair. And it's just a reality.
It's a shame. You know what I think?
Just leave people alone.
Okay,
I'm not. Let them have their damn pants.
I let them have their pants. I'm not bothering them. I'm just expressing my opinion on what I think when I see it.
It's fine. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have an opinion about it, but whoopee-doo.
If you can't wake up and...
So is it trashy? I just want to know what the...
Okay, here's what I want to know. I got a question. If you wear pajamas out in public, this is what I want to know. Do you wear the same, like, do you sleep in the pajamas, wake up, wear the same pajamas, or do you have a different day set of pajamas?
That's a good question.
Because that's what I've always wondered, because I feel like they just, when I see people in their pajamas, what I think is like, well, I rolled out of bed and I was too lazy to get dressed, so I figured I just, you know, I just keep go on with the day.
I just took a run to the bank, I'm just going to go in my pajamas. Why not?
855-453. It correlates with missing teeth.
Yeah,
missing teeth and
I think
pajama
she's being
pants.
Somewhat harsh, but you know, for the well dressed man to appear outside in his pajamas, his house better be on fire.
855-453. If you are a pajama pants wearer outdoors, we would love to, or to other places. Julia has questions for you. 855.
This is a TV, man. You're not going to be able to see who's talking about. Anybody can call in and say, "Oh yeah, everything's great
you know
in my
what
life.
Else?
I wear pajamas."
Well, I've never. Okay, it's always. This is another reason it's trashy. It's always Winnie the Pooh, Tweety Bird, Eeyore. It's always that Walmart. Like, Walmart has taken those characters and they've ruined them as far as I'm concerned.
I bet if it was robots, you would be in favor of it.
Well, you don't see that. You're not seeing people.
But you would be in favor of it, wouldn't you?
You're not seeing people in classy pajamas. You're seeing
like
people
robots?
In Walmart pajamas.
What if it were robots?
I would say, keep that crap in your house.
Oh, you would. You love robots.
I do like robots, but that doesn't mean I want to wear robots on my fuzzy pajama pants on the way out.
I like Captain America. That doesn't. I mean, you know, I might look at them and say, huh, Captain America pajamas.
Where'd you get those?
Yeah. But I would not consider for a second that person was well-dressed. And I think that's the only claim here. The only claim is that it makes one look like one is not very well put together.
Gotcha.
And I think that a person that wears pajamas is probably claiming that for themselves. They're saying, I am so comfortable in who I am and what I am, I wear pajamas out of the house.
Hell yeah, that's what I think. It's great.
You know, in college, it's the
sweatpants.
How's
that girlfriend thing going?
What did I say? Gentlemen, if you want to get laid, do not wear pajama pants outside of your house.
Well, I bet women could wear pajama pants outside and still get laid.
I think that's trashy, too.
But they could probably still get laid.
That's because dudes are, you know, dudes.
Dogs.
All right, so there's more, though, that deserves to be discussed about this. Because, again, I mean, we're all having fun with the topic here, but as you pointed out, Julia, even though you may have strong feelings about wearing pajama pants outside, you would never tell someone they couldn't do it. And in Shreveport, that's exactly what this man is trying to do. And it really is an example of how, in this country today, these people who are in these positions of power, those who are seeking power, they're very interested in telling you what to do, very interested in telling you how to run your life, all the way down to the clothes you can wear. According to this story, Tracy Carter, who's also of Shreveport, was out shopping Thursday with her 3-year-old son, Aaron. She in her Valentine's Day fuzzy pajama pants and Aaron in dinosaur pajamas. She says, "We all wear our pajamas out. I can get out of bed and go to the store. And they're covering everything."
There you go, Julia.
I've got a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 12-year-old to deal with.
You know, so. I almost feel like it's legitimate in her case. You know, I mean, it's a lot of work.
That's fine.
You mean getting the kids dressed to go out?
Being being a mom of three children, a 12-year-old isn't really a child, but being a mom of three, it's hard work.
Roll Laura them out of bed, get them in the car.
But Laura, she will not take that kid out of the house in his pajamas. To me, a 3-year-old running around in his pajamas doesn't mean anything.
No, if you're a little kid, you get a pass.
Right?
Like, you can walk around, little girls walk around sometimes in, like, princess costumes, that's fine.
Right.
So here comes the
little boys and cowboys and Indians.
So there's a bit of a difficulty here, according to the piece, with the possible ordinances. What exactly constitutes pajamas? Because, again, when you write laws down, they are very, very explicit. Define specifically certain things.
Yeah.
So how do you define pajamas? Well, the bureaucrat says that it could be defined as a garment sold in the sleepwear section of department stores, and violators should not go to jail but perform community service.
Well, that's what they should do if they're caught.
Right, but the thing he doesn't point out is that if you don't do community service, you go to jail. So, yeah, every government ordinance, every government law, every statute is always backed by the threat of jail. So they are threatening jail for people who wear pajamas outside.
You know, also, he says the sleepwear section, I think that sweatpants, they're like a step above pajama pants.
Yeah.
Like, because they're a little more plain.
The college girls love sweatpants.
Oh, my God, I hate it. You know, that is... I had a friend come out recently from Idaho, and I asked her, because she goes to Boise State, and I asked her, I was like, is this in style out there? Because this obviously wasn't in style in Florida. And there's this look here, and it's Ugg boots, sweatpants tucked into your Ugg boots, and this, like, North Face jacket, and they all wear the same thing, and it's so frumpy and unattractive. And I think that the look they're going for is like, oh, I partied so hard last night, I don't even bother to get dressed. Like, that's all I can think.
And I'd like to say...
Wait, was it popular in
Idaho? No, she said she'd never heard of it.
Interesting.
I sleep in sweatpants sometimes. I mean, you know, if it's cool out, I'll have the sweatpants on. So, really, what's the difference between pajama and sweatpants?
Yeah, that's where I was going with this.
1-855-450-3733. Matthew is in Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Julia. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Matthew, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. I was thinking this conversation could even be extended to things like undergarments. You know, whether we're talking about, you know, boxers or like a brassiere. And it's really just the style of clothing. When you consider... like that, there aren't any laws, right? Or there's nothing that says, you know, a person can't go commando, right?
Right. We'll come back with you in a moment here. Stick with us, Matthew. More after the news. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want.
Including going commando.
Underwear is not required to call this show. It is Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.